Meeting of the House Special Committee on Fisheries to order. The time is 10:07 a.m. on Thursday, April 8th. Members present at this time: Representative McCabe, Representative Vance, Representative Story, Representative Kreis Tompkins, and myself, Representative Tarr. We do have a quorum to conduct business. We'd ask members to please silence cell phones and pass any notes through the committee aide, Thatcher Brower. Want to give a thank you to Shannon McCain, our committee secretary, and Alex Banizak from the Juno LIO for their support. Thank you to both of you. And just as a reminder, we do still have our recording secretaries working remotely, so if you can please identify yourself for the record when you speak. We just have one agenda item today, HCR2, supporting Alaska Ocean Cluster. And this is by Speaker Stutes, and I believe Ms. Perman is going to present this resolution.
Good morning, through the chair, members of the committee. My name is Sarah Perman, and I'm a legislative aide in Speaker Stutes' office. In front of you today is House Concurrent Resolution 2, supporting Alaska Ocean Cluster. The Alaska Ocean Cluster is what we call a cluster of innovation. That term is used to describe, quote, economic hotspots where new technologies germinate at an astounding rate and where pools of capital, expertise, and talent foster the development of new industries and new ways of doing business. In short, it's an area or a space or an ecosystem where several groups, whether they're innovators, entrepreneurs, individual, or startup businesses, get together and they share access to funding, social networking, public, private, and academic research institutions. You know, you may have a private company, a public. Public institution or an academic research institution involved, and then they frequently share personnel and ideas. There's a lot of fluidity in these groups in order to get ideas rolling and share information. Perhaps an example that some of you might be familiar with of another cluster in Alaska is the Boardroom in Anchorage. This is a space where several entrepreneurs and startups get together and meet. Some work there, some have weekly meetings, but they really utilize each other as resources to get off the ground, find funding, share ideas, etc. The Alaska Ocean Cluster itself is specifically related to our blue economy, our maritime economy, another term they use is blue growth initiatives. It's one of many worldwide that are specifically related to oceans. There are 50, at least 50 worldwide today, and the model for our ocean cluster was based off of four models. This is Ireland, Iceland, Norway, and Canada. It was actually started in 2017 with a resolution from the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. And the reason that we're talking about the Alaska Ocean Clusters at all today, and the reason it's so important, is our maritime industry is huge here. The potential for maritime industry is gigantic, you know, particularly when we are looking at a state decline in revenues from other industries specifically. There's just so much potential for growth with maritime industries. Right now we we've got offshore drilling, we've got fisheries, we've got shipping, we've got tourism, and Alaska's home to at least half of the nation's coastline and one-third of the nation's exclusive economic zone, which is the 200 nautical mile offshore section, which falls right under the jurisdiction of the United States for the maritime resources. So we are poised at a place where we could be really the leader in the nation for developing these industries and bolstering the ones we already have. Some additional areas of growth that the Ocean Cluster has talked about focusing on, you know, harnessing renewable energy, specifically tidal energy, utilizing fish byproduct, marine recreation, mariculture. These are all just growing and burgeoning industries that the Alaska Ocean Cluster supports. Notably, on a global scale, the blue economy is estimated to double to approximately $3 trillion by 2030. And with the Alaska Ocean Cluster here and with the extent of our coastlines and our industries, we're poised to be the nation's leader in maritime industries and blue growth. So The Alaska Ocean Cluster leads the way in programming, advocacy, and information exchange in these areas. Programs they offer include, you know, boot camps for startups, incubation workshops, which are anything from just a weekend workshop to seven month incubation periods for these startups. And they also have virtual idea sharing platforms where several groups that are getting started or have gotten started share their ideas and what they've done to this point to get there. They also do advocacy, which includes anything from identifying current bottlenecks and regulations, regulatory pathways, and working with, you know, anywhere from the legislature to a congressional delegation to address those. They leverage networks and they develop campaigns to launch these new products and companies and startups. Notably, the Alaska Ocean Cluster relies on funding from several sources, but primarily receives large federal grants. It's partially funded by the U.S. Economic Development Administration, and right now they're working with Alaska's congressional delegation to increase federal appropriation opportunities. And this resolution specifically, our role in passing this is to send the message to Congress that we support what they do at its core, so that when Alaska Ocean Cluster goes to Congress and is going to the Economic Development Administration and applying, they can say and point to, hey, our state really supports us. That's something that other states are doing. I think Washington has it. Several other groups have state support that has gone up to the congressional level that they use in getting federal funding opportunities, particularly grants. And a wrap up, I want to drive home the points that we are the leader. We have the most in coastlines. We have such great access, and we are poised to be the leader in industry growth and development, given the right circumstances and support. And by supporting this, we are giving them a thumbs up and saying, hey, the state gets behind this, and we really want to see this particular area grow. And with that, I conclude my presentation, and I am happy to answer any questions the committee members might have.
Thank you, Ms. Perman. Welcome to Representative Stutes, who joined about maybe 6 or 7 minutes ago, probably at like 10:02 or 10:07. Speaker Stutes, did you want to make any comments?
No, I think that Ms. Perman did a fabulous job.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from committee members for the presenter? Representative Price Tompkins and then Vance.
Thank you. Could you provide us a refresher on HCRs versus HJRs? Why is this a concurrent resolution and not a joint resolution?
Through the chair, I don't want to get this wrong, but my understanding is just with the concurrent resolution, it does not have to have the signature of the governor.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Representative Vance.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. As I was Googling, you know, the Ocean Cluster to see more what it's about and just kind of get a feel of what they've done in the past few years, I came across this article on National Fisherman about Seward being the first Alaska community to work with the Ocean Cluster. And I was very impressed that one business filed a provisional patent on a new technology that won Invention of the Year award at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And it pulls hydrogen out of the ocean water that can be stored for battery use. And it also deacidifies the water. So it's a really remarkable potential technology that could help with reduce acidification. So this is one really great thing that's come out of this think tank. Are there other examples that you could point to that are some of the innovation that we're hoping to see more of besides this one?
Through the chair, Representative Vance, there's actually Justin Sternberg, the programming director, is online. He'd probably be the very best person to share what's coming out, but I can just point to some smaller examples of ways that we have harnessed, you know, marine technology in this case, but kind of fun little tidbits. I think you've maybe seen that there's a salmon fertilizer that's out right now. It's reusing bike product and waste and utilizing that as a fertilizer. There's also, this was before Alaska Ocean Cluster came around, but there's the Yummy Chummies from way back when. Those are examples of what could have gone through there. And I think right now they have four startups that are actively working with them under their cluster model, and perhaps Justin Sternberg, the programming director, can speak a little bit more to that and share some of the successes they're currently seeing.
That would be great. Thank you.
And since he's going to join us in just a moment, is that okay if we wait for that
Vance? Yes, of course.
Okay, great. Representative McCabe had a question.
Thanks. So, and maybe this is a question to wait for as well. So Alaska Ocean Cluster seems to be part of Bering Sea Fisheries Association, right? Fishermen Association? The person that runs the board or that runs AOC is on the is an employee of Bering Sea Fisheries Association, and I went into the Bering Sea Fisheries Association website yesterday looking around, and they specifically exclude South Central from their sort of purview, and I'm wondering what's the benefit for the entire state of this. I notice on their board they have some folks from Juneau, and they have some folks from Kodiak. I think the Trident Seafoods is primarily Kodiak, but I'm wondering if they have plans to expand, if this is really actually going to take in all of Alaska, or if it's going to be specific to the Bering Sea and Juneau, or what the plans are, I guess. So maybe that's better if I wait.
Ms. Perman, do you have a response to that?
Through the chair, I can just begin to elaborate, and I think sure. The program director would probably be able to further elaborate, but it was created by a resolution from the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association, and it does fall under that umbrella. However, my understanding is that it is statewide, and they sort of fall out from the parent umbrella organization in that case. They've actually talked about having a physical hub located and Seward for some of these programs, and they were at one point seeking grant funding to do just that. I think they have made strides to, you know, be statewide. And then I think just the quote that the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association used in the resolution is to promote and enhance maritime industry growth and prosperity in Alaska. So I'm optimistic that that's statewide, and I think maybe we can receive some further elaboration from Mr. Sternberg.
That'd be great. And just a comment, I mean, I think it's a great program, but I think if we as a state legislature are supporting one program in one tiny area of our state, not tiny, Bering Sea is big, but that maybe we need to support something that's going to be more all-inclusive. And when I did look at the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association map, the whole of South Central was basically excluded, as was most of the Aleutians on the south side. So I think we need to think bigger. And that would be my only input. And I'm also wondering, we have a board member that's on the Alaska Railroad Corporation. I'm wondering why that is. Maybe that's part of thinking bigger, transportation of seafood or something like that. And there's also a board member that I'm curious of, PKS Consulting. I'm wondering what that is. So.
Okay. And I'm hoping Mr. Sternberg is able to take down those questions. And we're going to come to you in just a moment, Mr. Sternberg. Representative Kreis-Tompkins has a question or comment.
Yeah, just a quick comment to Representative McCabe's comments. My understanding is BSFA is the fiscal sponsor for AOC, and AOC is totally and entirely a statewide endeavor, and I've interacted with their staff over a number of years, and there's no question that they encompass the entire state. So the BSFA connection is not really material as far as how AOC is conducting itself.
Thanks, and in response to that, through the chair, was my thoughts at first as well, until I looked on the BFSA website and saw pretty much the entire AOC board works for them, or the staff works for BFSA. So I'm wondering, it just made me wonder. So I'm just looking for information, because I really do want to support this. So.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a really good time to transition into our invited testimony. Mr. Sternberg is the program director for the Alaska Ocean Cluster. And please feel free to give your testimony that you had prepared, and then hopefully you were able to get Representative McCabe's questions and can come to those as well.
Yes, hello. My name is Justin Sternberg. I'm the program director from the Alaska Ocean Cluster. And thank you to Chair Tarr for inviting me here today to make remarks on behalf of the Ocean Cluster in support of HCR2. And thank you to Speaker Stutes for introducing HCR2 in support of the Ocean Cluster's work and to Representative Chris Tompkins for his ongoing support of our programs. It's an honor to address the House Fisheries Committee today to speak to our success and work thus far, but more importantly, our potential as an organization. You've been given some background on how Ocean Clusters work and what we do. And we are a program of the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association, which launched the Ocean Cluster in 2017 to promote and enhance maritime industry growth and prosperity in Alaska. BSFA does work in Western Alaska, but the Ocean Cluster was founded to address Alaska as a statewide initiative, and we've operated that way since the beginning. And this is the first program that BSFA has launched that has a statewide focus. BSFA also, in its past, has launched other organizations and incubated them through their development until they spun off as independent entities, which includes the CDQ groups, as well as various nonprofit and for-profit entities that were started under the 501c3 umbrella of BSFA. We are now in our third year, and our mission is to grow Alaska's sustainable ocean economy. We're funded through a mix of grants and support from our parent organization. In addition, we are developing a membership model to engage ocean-based industry partners. In 2020, we were awarded the EDA Build to Scale Industry Challenge Grant for $2 million to build on our work with ocean-based entrepreneurs. The grant funded the creation of Blue Pipeline Ventures, which is a venture studio to scale early stage businesses with a focus on Alaska's ocean industries. As part of that program, we've hired two very promising young Alaskans that are widely respected in their fields. Taylor Holzhauser is a fellow with the Wilson's Institute, Polar Institute, and our Director of Business Development. And Garrett Everidge, formerly the Chief Fisheries Economist at McKinley Research, is leading our R&D program. And we couldn't be more excited to welcome them to the team. We're very focused on opportunities in seafood processing for full utilization, as well as mariculture, particularly seaweed mariculture. We believe that Alaska has a good shot at being the world leader in seaweed farming and aim to be at the forefront of those efforts. We're also looking at ocean energy, as well as technology and innovation that has the promise to solve some of the industry's biggest challenges, for example, bycatch. Two other areas of programmatic focus for us are policy and legislation, a program led by Ephraim Freilich, as well as fund development. We're seeing that there's a significant amount of funding coming into either ocean clusters or ocean-based development, and we're looking for opportunities to bring those funding streams to Alaska. So thank you very much. And to address the question about other examples of work that we've done in the past, we're currently working with four different companies, as was mentioned, early stage endeavors. One of them has a focus on using artificial intelligence to, and data to map sea ice as well as fisheries locations, which could be applied to more efficient fishing operations and better navigation. There's another company that we're working with that has smart technology that can identify where buoys are left so that it's easier for fishermen to recapture them, especially if they get lost. And another company that's looking at ways to streamline the processing on board vessels to reduce both the time and costs involved through using machine learning and computer vision to improve the processing of whitefish. Other examples include coastal tourism, where we've worked with a company in the past to develop their business model. There's also the company that was mentioned that had filed the provisional patent. There was a mariculture company as well, and then a small seafood processor. So thank you very much, and happy to answer any additional questions. And if it would be helpful to elaborate on the relationship with BSFA. Happy to do so.
Could you just go ahead and do that? Because that was one of the questions, and then Representative McCabe has a question.
Sure. Yeah, so as I mentioned, the Ocean Cluster was launched as a statewide initiative. It was the first statewide program that BSFA had launched, and BSFA has a history of launching and kind of cultivating early stage businesses under their wing until they're ready to become independent. And so this was the first statewide one that they had done. We remain under the 501c3 of BSFA and receive some of our funding from our parent organization, as well as benefit from their many decades of successful grant writing and experience working in Alaska.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sternberg. Representative McCabe.
So thanks, Mr. Sternberg. I think everybody in here perked up a little bit when you said bycatch. So what are your solutions? Do you have any solutions? What do we think about bycatch? That's going to be, I think, as a fisheries committee, a big and coming issue for us because it is so huge, and there needs to be a solution instead of just dumping dead fish back into the ocean. So I would be interested to know your solution to that, and I'd also like to know when you figure you're going to be spun off into your own organization from BSFA.
Yeah, the issue with bycatch is obviously, you know, a significant one. One of the things that works best when you are launching a cluster is to engage with industry, existing industry, A, because you don't want them to see new entrepreneurs, new companies coming in as necessarily competition, but as solutions to problems that they have. So this is a very big industry issue. We don't have the exact solution yet, but we believe that it could exist through some of the technologies that are being developed, you know, fish exclusion nets and technologies that can help identify where to be fishing, I think, are significant. There's, you know, all sorts of new drone technologies that are able to go out and count fish and identify where they are. So that could be a benefit to that, using artificial intelligence to start to predict where fish are moving based on the data that we can collect. A lot of it seems to revolve around the data collection and having a critical mass of data collection that you can plug into these computer models to assist with that. And sorry, what was the second part of your question? Was okay, when we're aiming to be independent, we don't have an exact date, but we're currently in the process of looking at what that would entail. And probably we would continue with the fiscal sponsorship under BSFA for at least intermediate term, but definitely within a year or so would be my guess as to when we might be looking at having our own independence.
Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Sternberg. Representative Story has a question.
Thank you, Chair Tower. Through the chair, I was wondering if the director could speak to something that was brought up in the letter of support in our packet, and that is how the Alaskan Ocean Cluster, through the Arctic Economic Council and the Pan-Arctic community, helps provide world-class representation of Alaska to these other organizations. Could you elaborate on how that comes about?
Yeah, often it involves just an invitation from them. There's quite a bit of interest in what's happening in Alaska from other Arctic nations. We were the original inspiration for the Ocean Cluster came out of Iceland through their Ocean Cluster, where they've set a goal of 100% fish utilization in their seafood processing. And what they've been able to do is pretty incredible in terms of turning what was waste products into value-added products, many of which have more value than the protein from the fish. And so there's great opportunities for connecting with the international community and other ocean clusters, looking at best practices that have already been developed in these other locations, and then bringing them to Alaska, modifying them to the conditions on the ground here, but not having to reinvent the wheel. And so Taylor Holzhauser, who I mentioned, as a fellow at the Wilson Institute, Polar Institute. He's got great connections through that community. We've been engaging internationally for 3 years now. I sit on the Blue Economy Working Group for one of those institutions as well, and so we're very much engaged in looking at what our neighbors are doing and how we can replicate their successes, and sharing what we're doing in Alaska here, because there's some areas where we have certain areas of expertise that they would benefit us from as well.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Sternberg? Representative Grace Tompkins.
Thank you. I'm not sure if this is a question for Mr. Sternberg or Ms. Perman or someone else, but I was just curious, the Pole Arctic LLC, the letter of support we got, if it's possible to sort of expound on, you know, there's this sort of portfolio of enterprises that are doing innovation in the maritime sector, and especially for out-of-state entities, what the like ultimate linkage is to Alaska. And I know with like Launch Alaska, which is another accelerator, you know, they have a portfolio that's national and beyond, and but they try to sort of suck them into Alaska, if you will, and just sort of what the strategy is there from the AOC perspective.
Through the chair, I'm going to defer that over to Mr. Sternberg.
Mr. Sternberg, did you get that question?
I did, thank you. Yes, we have a three-pronged strategy there. And it's sort of based on the experiences of Launch Alaska. When they first started, they were very focused on Alaska-based businesses. And to maintain the throughput of deal flow that's required to operate an accelerator, you need to have enough businesses coming through. So they ended up eventually expanding out to a national approach. And so we first and foremost are looking at supporting Alaska-based businesses. And there's some challenges such in remote coastal Alaska. It's difficult to find the human capital to build a well-rounded team that has all of the areas of expertise necessary. So the venture studio that we launched in October addresses that by actually working closely with the companies and providing some of the services that they need to actually grow their company to a point where they can then receive funding and then launch it. And so that's one of the ways that we're looking to address that human capital constraint. We also look at companies that are not based in Alaska but have an addressable market here, or technologies that would be useful here, and Pole Arctic is one of those. They're actually, I think, based in Virginia, but it's two, the founders are two Alaska Native women who live in the D.C. area now, so they're very closely connected with Alaska and have some technology that would be useful for us in those areas around identifying sea ice flows and potential fisheries, fish movement and locations. And then thirdly, we're interested in looking at ways that there may be gaps in the market, and if we see an opportunity to start a company, we might be interested in launching something ourselves, finding an entrepreneur that could then take that company and run with it, particularly if it helps provide the value chain that would be necessary to grow in emerging industries such as mariculture.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, Mr. Sternberg, any closing comments for us?
Well, we're just very excited to be engaging with the legislature, and the support that we've received from the federal delegation has been fantastic. We're looking forward to working with the state, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for joining us today. And I was just going to mention having been a staffer, once a staffer, always a staffer, the difference in the concurrent resolutions with the joint resolution, so I just thought I'd read that to us. For the concurrent resolution is used for the internal business of the legislature, suspension and amendment of the uniform rules, requesting action of executive agencies and interim committees, fixing the time and place for joint committees, and to establish joint committees. So in this case, because we're sort of more internal business versus the joint resolutions are when we're communicating to our federal delegation. So, yes.
Just on that point, Madam Chair, it would seem like this should be a joint resolution then, because this is for external audiences rather than the internal business of the legislature.
Well, if you look at the resolves, it's not communicated to the federal delegation is why I think that it ended up as a concurrent resolution. So typically, on a joint resolution, it'd be the further resolved, and then all the copies would be going to all the federal people. But on this one, it's just, you know, it's the legislature welcoming opportunities to collaborate with the Alaska Ocean Cluster, I think is why.
Just to follow up, I mean, I think joint resolutions this may be whatever works for AOC, but I think joint resolutions aren't exclusively for the congressional delegation, but just really any external audience that the legislature is expressing its position on. And so if the goal here is for us to say, hey, Economic Development Administration, or hey, whatever stakeholders AOC is looking to engage, it can figure it out offline, but I'm sure the legislature's support will be clear in either instance.
Thank you, Representative Chris Tompkins. I just sent you the document from the Leg Affairs for your review. Okay, going into public testimony, open public testimony. I don't have anyone online. Is there anyone who wishes to testify here in the room? Don't see anyone. Go ahead and close public testimony. I'm going to go ahead and take an at ease. heard, and we were just discussing potentially moving this House Concurrent Resolution 2 out of committee today, and there's just a couple of questions about not the content of the resolution, if Mr. Sternberg is still online, a lot of support for the Alaska Ocean Cluster and the content, just the format of the resolution. And so we want to take just a little bit of time to double check on that. And so we'll hold this over today and be able to bring it back up at our next meeting. Okay. Is there any other business? Representative Price Tompkins.
And if I can just make a comment, I mean, I think this is wonderful. And I mean, for whatever it's worth, the team at the Ocean Cluster, Taylor and Garrett and Justin, I think are just best in class and really some of the best talent we've got in Alaska. So it's really exciting to see the work they're doing, and excited that we'll have the opportunity to hopefully register that support for economic diversification and growth. So yeah, excited.
Thank you, Representative Price Tompkins. Any other comments? Okay. Well, just as a reminder, we do have this Saturday meeting at 1 p.m. for all of the nominations. And so that will be taking place in Davis Room 106. And we'll get the schedule out and definitely speak with you, Ms. Perman, for next week. I know we'll be transitioning into budget work in the coming weeks, and so there may be a day that we don't have a meeting to accommodate the budget work we need to get done, and so we'll be in touch with everyone to get that scheduled. Okay, thank you so much. If there's no business to come before the committee, we are adjourned at 10:44 a.m.